That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm going to be very honest.
Okay.
Okay. I am a fan of Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy.
All right.
I think he's a good guy. But have you seen how it's been going viral because he made a big statement about unfollowing President Donald Trump on Twitter?
Yes.
So, So the whole thing is he's unfollowing President Trump because, you know, when he reads his tweets, he gets mad. Okay, like, sure.
It doesn't seem to me like you need an announcement for that. You just do it.
You just do it. So
it's instantaneous, right?
Yes.
And then it's over.
But here's what I've realized lately, and when I read this, it triggered something in my head because I've had two friends on separate occasions in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Brag to me that they have unfollowed or blocked somebody on Facebook or Twitter because they couldn't take anymore.
This is the new statement is saying that I've drawn a line in the sand. I put it up there. Even though you don't have to notify the other person that you're unfollowing them.
You just
stop.
Is this 2019? That's how we get even with people is that we unfollow them and block them? Because that's all I need to know about you. I would just quietly do it. And then hope nobody realizes that I did it so that there wouldn't be any kind of weird confrontation.
Right.
You know?
Strange conversation over it.
Yeah.
And you don't expect them to come to you the next morning and go, what happened, man? We could have talked about this.
What was it?
Right. Like, you know.
If you didn't want to come to my essential oils party when I sent the 300 invitations, right. You could have just told me. You didn't have to unfollow me.
I had 3,837 followers yesterday. Right. Today I have 3,836.
Right.
And I figured out it's you.
Right.
What?
I went through the list one by one. I don't know. It's all I need to know about you. I'm very confused by the whole thing.
Ironically, mine is from public stuff going on today, too. So I just read that J-Lo, that was her first car ever. So A-Rod gave J-Lo a $140,000 Porsche last week.
Yeah.
Beautiful car. Very nice. Happy birthday, J-Lo. You're 50. Great. That's a beautiful car. Living that lifestyle, it's a great gift. She had never driven before. That's what she's saying.
What?
She learned how to drive in that Porsche. What kind of car did you learn how to drive in?
My dad's pickup truck.
I learned in this weirdo's Ford Fiesta. How about you?
A 1996 Geo Metro.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
$140,000. I'm not even sure that J-Lo should be out on the road right at this moment.
With $140,000. Wait a minute. How does she avoid driving? But I guess if you grew up in the city.
In New York, right.
And then you became famous at a relatively young age and you never really needed to drive. To me, that just sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does sound crazy, right? I don't know. What can I tell you?
That sounds hard to believe.
I'm just saying that if you happen to be riding around in traffic near J-Lo today, be careful. Be aware of your surroundings because she might not be great at this whole thing.
But if you get hit with $140,000 Porsche.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like,
right. Please parallel park right on me.
Yeah.
Please do that.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you're the guy that decided, you know what, I'm just not going to sit in my seat that I was assigned on a plane. I'm just going to sit in first class. That's all I need to know about you.
Who did that?
He was supposed to sit all the way in the back of the plane, but decided he walked in and just decided, I'm going to go right in the front.
Did he know? First come, first
serve. Oh, he knew.
Oh.
And then he was removed and arrested. There you go. That's all I need to know about you.
Tension is really high at the airport.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. If you want to fill in the blank, give us a call now. All I need to know about you. Just fill in the blank.
He's back with us. My man crush of Shark Week. You know it. Paul DeGelder. I love his story. When he talks, he just sounds like a poet anyways. But Navy diver, Special Forces, shark attack survivor, becomes an advocate. He's an actor. He's a motivational speaker. He's an author. He's so many things. Paul DeGelder. Paul.
Oh,
it's great to have you back. Can I hug you? Can I hug you?
Absolutely. Hug me through the phone, metaphysically.
Paul, I have to ask you, and I don't know why. It's really weird, but Raven has the strangest man crush on you. Do you get that from guys?
I kind of do, I guess. I'm very fortunate to have a kind of dream life where I get paid to jump out of planes and swim with sharks and do all manner of craziness. And so I guess it's kind of a dream for most guys to be living the big boys adventure club.
Just the way he talks. It's like he's writing a song for us.
All right. Okay.
Paul, I'm excited. Saw you Sunday night. So happy that Shark Week is back. Everybody loves this. Tell me about the cool stuff that you guys are doing this year. You're on Discovery tonight at 8, right?
This year is pretty amazing. For starters, we're doing Shark Wreck 2. That actually meant I had to go and get my freefall license because they wanted to one-up last year's boat explosion and notionally crash a plane.
Oh, of course.
James Vancey and I had to jump out of a notionally crashing plane over the beautiful islands of Palau directly into the South Pacific Ocean and then go and try and survive for 2 days and 2 nights with no food or water.
What?
Yeah, I mean, It Why? Sounds terrifying enough.
Last year was the semi-reenactment of USS Indianapolis.
Right.
This year was more about downed World War II pilots. So George Bush Sr. was actually downed into the ocean off the coast of Palau. So we were going into that same arena to try and replicate what they might be feeling. Now, you're never going to be able to do that with the war going on. And then at the Sharks, such a long time ago, there would have been so many more. But it was a very good idea at the sort of mindset they might be going through in that environment. It is such a magical place.
I mean, Anna thought it was really exciting when she went ziplining and down the water slide at Atlantis.
Right.
Hey, baby steps.
Baby steps. I have a behind the scenes question. So they, you know, they're dropping you off with basically no food and they're like, survive for 2 days. If they see that you're really in trouble, do they come and they help? I always wonder that.
Will they come back?
Right.
I think they have to for insurance purposes. But if you've watched the first one, you'll see that we try, even when the medics come out, we're trying to get rid of them as quick as possible.
Mm.
Right.
Why is that? Because they smell like cheeseburgers? Or
we really want this to be immersive. We want it to feel as real as possible.
Paul DeGeller with us talking about Shark Week. Paul, it's amazing to me that after all that you've been through and all the things that you have done, you're still learning things. I mean, Shark Week is still coming up with challenges for you at this time.
Yeah, and I still get to work with incredible people. New people every year that teach me more and more about sharks. The end of last year, I got to do my first tiger shark dive. I taught Will Smith how to dive with tiger sharks. I didn't tell them until afterwards that I'd never dived with tiger sharks before.
You just faked it.
I mean, it's just Will Smith.
Amazing team of people like Joe Romero, Michael Dornelius, you know, guys that feature every year on Shark Week. I had them in my corner to teach me everything I needed to know, and I learn every single time I go out there. They're just such magical animals. They give you a respect, and you get to return it.
Wait, is Will Smith afraid? Like, when you're in the water with Will Smith, is he? Do you have to hold him like a child because he's so afraid, or was he brave?
No, not him at all. He was all good. His personal trainer that came, who funnily enough was Australian, was more afraid than anyone.
We just assume all Australians are not afraid.
Right. They're brave.
Right.
Shark Wreck 2 premieres tonight on Discovery at 8 o'clock, but there's another big show coming on right after it. We'll tell you all about it coming up next right here on Star. Paul DeGeller, star of the Discovery Channel. It is Shark Week, and tonight he has a big show, Shark Wreck 2. It's coming on at 8 o'clock, and then right after it, another big premiere. Right, Paul?
We got Laws of Jaws, breaking down some of the myths surrounding sharks. And we all know that story about how if we've got a little cut on our finger and we've got a little drop of blood coming out, the sharks are going to smell it and they're going to come and hunt us down.
Right.
So on the boat in the Bahamas, I drained half a liter of my blood out of my arm. And then I jumped into the ocean with that bag of blood, a knife, surrounded by tiger sharks, bull sharks, and hammerhead sharks.
And do they attack?
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to watch the show.
Oh,
Paul, you're crazy.
Right? Who does that?
All right, well, I say next year we do an immersive experience with you two and we take you swimming with the sharks in the Bahamas instead.
I'd be into it. I would. Raven would certainly not.
Any way to get me back to the Bahamas, I mean, I'm willing to pee in my wetsuit if that's what it takes.
I mean, I think people do that anyway.
Paul DeGeller, so great to have you back. So great to have Shark Week back.
Thank you so much. PaulDeGeller.com. You can learn all about Paul there. And we're looking forward to seeing you on Discovery tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Belle Delphine is a cosplay Instagram model with 4.5 million Instagram followers.
What am I doing wrong with my life?
Everything.
I mean, seriously?
Well, here's the thing.
Cosplay model.
Yep, 4.5 million Instagram followers.
Oh my gosh.
And she's selling her dirty bath water by the bottle.
Wait a minute, what?
Yep. Start 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven. So she started by taking pictures of her in the bath. She took the water, she bottled it. And she started selling it at $30 a bottle. It sold out immediately.
Oh, my gosh, man. There's some weirdos out there. Who's buying this stuff?
Well, lots of people, apparently, including one guy who claimed he is purchasing 10 gallons. I mean, that's a lot of bath water.
Oh, how large is this bath? How much of this stuff does she have to sell?
I mean, I guess you just keep taking baths. You just never get out of the bathtub.
Oh, yes, right. Okay, right.
Permanently pruned.
Right. I didn't know if it was a one-time thing. Okay, good to know.
Now, and she says that this water is not intended for drinking and should be only used for sentimental purposes.
Yeah, how about the guy that's buying 10 gallons? You're telling me that he ain't drinking that water?
Well,
he's covering himself.
People are sick, man.
Yeah, it's true.
People are sick.
And some buyers have already admitted that they have drunk the water, they've cooked with it and even vaped the liquid.
Oh my gosh.
What is happening?
We've come too far as a society.
It's terrible, man.
Pick us up, aliens. We're done.
I mean, I'm just, I don't know what's more bothersome. The fact that this is going on, the fact that it's legal, or the fact that I didn't come up with it.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Now, that being said, last night we had producer Christian take pictures of himself in a bathtub.
It's true.
And, okay, how many bottles of water do you have there?
We have 5 bottles of water.
I mean, okay. They're small bottles of water. I thought there was going to be gallon jugs or something. At least no. I wanted to see some emptied out 2 liters or like a milk jug.
Listen. This is a limited supply.
Right.
It's limited supply.
Because he has a limited amount of bottles around him.
Right. Producer Christian's bath water. Oh, now, yeah. We're going to post these pictures of him in the bath so you know this is authentic bath water. We're going to put it up on our Instagram page. You can search Anna and Raven, where we do not have 4.5 million Instagram followers. And we are going to sell this water to you. Now, she is selling it for $30 a bottle.
Right.
Because we are good human beings, we're going to be selling it for
$29.95.
Nice. Are we really going that high?
Yeah, wow. That's how much it costs.
Okay.
Because there's a reason. Producer Christian, all the money from selling your bath water is going to where?
The ASPCA.
Oh, man. That is so sad.
Because I care about it.
Think about it. In the arms of an angel, you can own producer Christian's bathwater.
Right. Good.
We could help so many animals.
Right.
If you just buy producer Christian's dirty bathwater.
I don't want to make light of the fact that we can use that money for that charity. That is good. All right.
It is good.
We do need that money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give it to charity because if we didn't, we would all be in trouble and probably lose our jobs.
Right.
As far
that's
as,
true.
You know, that's something to do with doing stuff on the radio where you raise money. I don't know the technical terms, but it's not good.
There's a law for it.
But right. Here we go. We have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is that model giving
5.
That money to anything?
No, it's going directly to her bank account.
Oh, she's just keeping it.
Yeah. She's just keeping her money.
Wow. Charity of her, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have 5 bottles of producer Christian's dirty bath water.
That's true.
And for $29.95, one of them can be yours. We will take the first 5 callers at 1-800-330-9999, and we will donate the money and the
proceeds. I got to turn this music off. I can't do it.
Because
this early in the morning.
You're not feeling it with your heart. Raven.
Oh, I'm feeling it too much with my heart.
Okay. And then we will donate all the money to the ASPCA. Give us a call now if you would like one of these 5 bottles at $29.95. Give us a call now. 1-800-330-9999. Not one person called. Not one person.
I mean, is that really a reflection of the show, a reflection of Christian, or a reflection of this idea?
So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Earlier this morning, we were talking about Belle Delphine. She's a cosplay Instagram model.
Which, who knew was even a thing, but right. She's got 5 million followers.
Yeah, on Instagram.
No, I hate myself.
And she's selling her dirty bath water by the bottle for $30 a bottle.
And people are buying it.
It's sold out. She had to go take a lot more baths to keep up with the demand.
What a hard knock life.
What an insane world this is.
All right, so here we are. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, people are willing to pretty much buy anything. And even though she says that it's just for sentimental reasons to have her dirty bath water,
sure.
There are people drinking it. They're cooking with it.
I mean, what do you say to the person when you meet them in a line at some point when they're there to get an autograph of you dressed up as somebody else that happens to be a cartoon character and they tell you that they've drank in your bath water?
You're like, oh, great. Drunk your bath
security.
Water.
Security.
Yeah, security.
Right.
That's what you say.
So we figured, listen. We also have dirty bath water, and we did is we made producer Christian take a bath last night and bottle the water. This is what it sounded like. Now, this is actual audio of Christian filling up the water bottles with his dirty bath water. When you're drawing a bath, Christian, what is your process? What do you do?
You know, you go with the, you put the bubbles in first.
Okay.
You got to get the bubbles in first to make sure you get a good base.
Like a greasy pan. A
lot of hot water. Yeah. I'm a hot water kind of guy. I can't take a cold bath. I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not, like, doing any endurance things.
And it only stays hot for a minute. Like, so when you get in there, you got to be scalded.
Exactly.
That way it's warm for the next 90 seconds.
The pain is worth it.
Okay.
The pain is absolutely worth it.
And how long did you seep in the dirty bath water?
I thought I was only going to stay in just for a little bit, but I haven't had a bath in a while. So I was like, this is actually kind of nice. I haven't had a bubble bath in a long time.
You took a tubby. That's
I took
what you
a
did.
Tubby.
You
yeah,
took a tubby.
Exactly. I needed a rubber duck.
And wow.
I would have been on my way.
So okay. We took 5 bottles. It's limited edition producer Christian bath water. We're going to sell it at the discounted rate of $29.95.
You slosh it around like that. It just grosses me out for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm going to pay people to drink that after the show for myself.
Oh, no way.
Yep. Okay.
No, I want no part.
And if you would like to buy a bottle of this water, we are going to take all the money gained because we're not going to give it to Christian. That doesn't make sense.
Well, right. We can't keep it. We'll get fired.
Right.
Right.
So we're going to donate it to the ASPCA.
Yes.
The arms of the
We
I
want
feel
you to
wrong about
all
the bubbles in the background.
If you buy producer Christian's dirty bathwater before 10 o'clock when the show is over, which is not much longer, it's 9:21 right now.
Get to your phones, people.
Yep. We will donate all the money to the ASPCA and those sad, sad animals.
All right, I got to change the channel.
Oh, all right. Yeah. If you would like to buy producer's dirty bathwater, like the Instagram model, and have it go to a good charity that does good work.
Limited supply.
1-800-330-9999. We only have 5 bottles available. It all started with Robin Thicke and Pharrell and the song Blurred Lines, right? They put out that song, became a massive, massive hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marvin Gaye's family sued them, saying that they ripped off their dad's song, Got to Give It Up.
Well, I mean, that wasn't the first copyright infringement case ever in the case of music. There's been quite a few of them. But that was a big one that people remember.
And the thing about that is that it set a precedent that now artists could sue other artists for stealing music, saying that they ripped off kind of like a theme of a song. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So the reason why we even bring this up this morning is because there was kind of a huge ruling yesterday. A jury found that Katy Perry and the song Dark Horse ripped off a Christian rap group. And they filed this in 2014. And we're going to listen and you tell me if you see the similarities.
Here's go for it.
Katy Perry. All right, listen to that closely.
I mean, I've listened. Okay.
Okay.
Good song. All right, you can play the other one.
Now, here
it's one of my least favorite Katy Perry songs.
Oh, I like that song a lot,
it's one of my least favorite.
The ironic part about it is that I love the beat of it. Now, did they steal it?
Now you owe Jesus $5. Now you don't, because you said you love the beat. Let me hear the other one.
Here's the Christian rap song, Joyful Noise.
Chapter 1, Nifty Chaos. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word it
what's in there?
Yeah.
The word became flesh, lived for 30 years.
But here's the thing, man. I mean, musically, everything has been done before. So, I mean, I get that the cadence is somewhat in there and the sound of it, but
how do you figure this out? That's like, to me, this blows my mind because Katy Perry and her entire team says they've never heard this song. They've never heard of it ever.
Well,
so they've sued based on the fact that even if you've never heard it, we did it first, and now you owe us money. Millions. Millions.
Yeah, how do you figure what is the percentage of something that you say, like, this is the root of something else anyways? I mean, this could have been a production assistant that worked on that album 8 years before and doesn't even remember, you know? I mean, like, when was this Christian song even released?
Who knows? A long time
ago. If it was ever released point.
Well, here's the thing, is that if you are in the Christian rap society, which, I mean, maybe you are, it has 5 million views on YouTube and all that.
Right. So, they move albums, no question about it.
Of course, it's not Christian rap is a thing, you know. So, sure, this is a somewhat popular song in the Christian rap community.
World. Okay,
yes.
Right, all right.
But I had a professor once tell me, and he was my favorite professor, that you're never going to have an original idea. So if you have an idea, you better make it better than everybody else's.
That's the thing. I mean, it's all lyrics. It's all a new arrangement on this song here when Katy Perry and her producers put this track together. So is it really the same song? It's not like it's a direct sample, you know?
It's
like,
so
remember
weird.
The Verve and the Rolling Stones had this whole thing over Street Corner Symphony, or not Street Corner Symphony.
Bittersweet Symphony.
Bittersweet Symphony, right. Yeah. And that is a direct sample. It's a direct line taken musically from the Rolling Stones song. So they had to pay a bunch of money. Guess what? They just overturned that recently, too, and said that the Verve could have some of that money back.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That's like if we sued the people that have made the Trick or Treat Day petition go viral now.
You mean because, we can't?
Right. Because we came
idea.
Up with
yeah,
it 2 years ago, and we're talking about it, and now it's going viral now about making Halloween the last Saturday in October.
I want you to picture, too, the fact that this jury that is deciding this and talking about this right at that moment, it's a room full of people that probably belong more in a boardroom or a mixed group of people that are in the back of a room. Not one of them is a record producer or artist, most likely. All right? So they don't know what actually goes into the thought process of recording a song.
It sounds familiar. Okay.
So when Bruno Mars comes out with a new album and it sounds like an old Michael Jackson or Prince album, there's a reason, because he's been listening to those albums for the last 2-3 years as he's getting ready to record this one.
Here's the one question I have.
Okay.
Do you think this is revenge because Katy Perry bought the nuns' convent?
I was going to say it.
Wow. Remember?
I was gonna say it out loud.
She sued the nuns and went after the house.
It seems to me like, seriously, that group is after her.
Well,
there you go.
Don't mess with God.
Reap what you sow, I guess, right? I mean, it did better than a hurricane or an earthquake in her backyard.
When you put your house on the market, there's a lot of factors that come into it. But what you probably don't realize is the way you're staging it is wrong, especially if you have kids. So 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us is Tina Chufo from William Ravis Real Estate in Norwalk. Tina, when it comes to staging houses, what are some of the worst things that you've seen?
Probably the main one, food smells and food being left out all over the counter. Hey, we all live differently. When you're trying to sell it, you need to be considerate of others.
Let's face it, when you're staging a house, it's like, you know, dating somebody's representative the first two times that you hang out with them. It's like making sure your profile looks good. This isn't how people actually live. But right. It's how you want them to see themselves living in their space.
What tips do you have for parents that have children that, like, basically when they walk in, they're set to destroy?
Put toys away. There's under the bed storage containers you can use and, like, beautiful baskets you can use. Now people use them for blankets next to their couch. Well, put all your kids' toys in there. You're going to possibly have a showing within an hour. You don't want to say no to people. I go to show houses all the time. I'm like, can I make an appointment? No, this time doesn't work. Well, right. You want to sell your house or not?
That's the biggest pet peeve, I think, for realtors is when sellers can't quickly turn around to sell a house. Like, hey, help me out here. If you say no, I've got three kids and I can't be out until 4 o'clock tomorrow, you just lost a potential buyer.
Well, let me summarize here. What I'm hearing from both of you is that what we want people able to when they come over is that our kids live on Pier 1 Island and that they're all as smart as astronauts. Look at their success. Look at how organized they are here. Look at this wonderful yet educational playscape area that we have. Would you suggest any photos of kids with trophies? Would you like them to have plaques up?
I mean, a couple of things like that. It's nice to see that. You do want people to feel like the house is a home and floor space and open space is important. You know, I don't need to see a 20-colored playmat taking over your whole living room. Open up the space, hide some things as you can, and make sure everything smells and looks pretty.
Let me give you an example here. You're the selling agent. You see that the room is in disarray, but on the refrigerator, there are a bunch of A pluses, and there's also a photo of one of the small children with the president. Or you walk in, the room is immaculate. It's very clean. It's spaced out. Everything's in its baskets and so forth, and there's a bail receipt on the refrigerator. Which one would you rather show?
Probably still the immaculate room.
Right.
I think with personal photos, you have to be careful because if you're anything like me, I walk into a house and I immediately walk up to the pictures to see if I know the people that live there.
Who's this chick on this bar?
Like, I know her.
Trashy.
Didn't we go to high school with this girl? You know? Right? That happens all the time.
It does happen all the time. But also, like, people love to leave all this stuff on their refrigerator. Like, my clients are looking for what type of appliances the house has. They don't want a refrigerator covered with finger paintings and everybody's schedule.
That's
Raven has 5,000 magnets. Yeah, nobody would buy your house.
Hats, palm trees, right. Dolphins.
Nobody wants your house.
Every one of those things, yep.
I drive by sometimes and I see people, they let their kids put stickers all over the window of their car. You know?
Yeah.
That is the biggest pet peeve of mine, but it's the same thing. Like, if I saw that car with all stickers and stuff all thrown, and somebody said, let me sell you this car, you're like, whoa.
Right. I'm just thinking of all the boogie hands in there.
In the creases. It's the same thing with a house. People are like, what's hiding in the crevices of this house?
Right.
Diaper genies are not as wonderful as people think.
Right.
People can smell your diaper genie three rooms away, down the hall, down the stairs. So just change your kid's diaper, bring it straight outside. Mm-hmm.
You heard, Tina. Change your kids out in the woods, far away from your home.
Exactly.
All right?
Go directly into the forest.
Bury it and then light a match. Make sure you light a match and a candle.
All right, Tina, if people want to sell their house or they're looking to buy a house and they want to use you since you know what you're talking about, where do they go?
I'm out of William Ravis in Norwalk, Connecticut. My cell phone is 203-257-2412.
Thanks, Tina.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us is Patricia and Marcus. Patricia, let's start with you. What's going on?
I have jury duty coming up, and it's the first time I've ever been called to do it. And I really want to do it.
I understand. What's the problem? I actually just got called for jury duty for the first time, too. What's the problem with that?
Well, my husband doesn't want me to do it. He thinks I should try to get out of it, and he thinks it's going to be the hassle being away from the kids and my job if there's a trial. But I want the experience. It's my civic duty. I want to do my civic duty.
Yeah, I think I know what's going on here. You think it's going to be an ID Network vacation. I get it.
Well, that's what I think. But
right?
but I mean, hold on. Marcus, it's the law that she has to do this. So what are you trying to convince her to do?
I just think it's going to be such a big hassle to be away from the kids for so long, you know, like, especially if it becomes a big trial.
So, but what do you do about that? So you go, I got kids and the judge lets you out? I mean, that's not how it works. So
right.
What are you asking her to actually do?
Whatever she needs to do to get out of it.
So lie.
I mean, you wouldn't be the first one. Well, I'm not saying lie. Responsibilities, and if you're not focused on the trial, it's not going to be fair to the person on the trial. You know, when you're thinking about kids and other things. So.
I would be focused. I would for sure be focused on the trial.
No, not according to Marcus. Marcus says you can't concentrate if you have children. You can't do your civic duty if you have children.
I'm confused.
Man.
What if it's for weeks? Like, you know, Mama Bear's going to miss the cub.
My sister can help anyway. She said she would, so I don't think it's a big deal.
So, Patricia, you want to go in there, and when they ask about child care and all that, you want to say, I'm good. I got it all figured out.
That's your plan.
Like, you want to do this. You're in.
Yes. I want to experience it once in my life.
All right. So I guess we'll ask our audience, is Patricia nuts? And she could go in there and very easily say, I'm primary caregiver of my children, and this is going to be difficult, and then they'll most likely let you out. Or should she go in and be like, nah, kids are good. I'm ready. Let's go. Right.
Either perjure yourself or, you know, do the right thing. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I think they have to say.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. This one actually hits close to home for me because I just got called for jury duty for the first time in my life.
You couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah, so I'm like with Patricia where she's excited to go. She wants to do it, mm-hmm. but her husband is like, I don't want you to take the time off of work. It's going to be hard managing the kids. I want you to go there and tell them all these things so you get off. And she's not on board. She's like, I'll get my sister to come watch the kids.
Well, he said it straight up. I mean, he wants her to say whatever it takes to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems awfully motivated about this. I've served on a jury. It took longer than I would have expected, but it was interesting.
Yeah. What do you think? Is he overreacting trying to get her out of jury duty? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I mean, that's why our system is so good. It's not perfect, but that's why it's so good. And, you know, and if she does it and she calls at night, she may not have to go in.
Right. Right. And yeah. That's a fair point. A lot of times, you know, we talk about what will happen. He's bemoaning what will happen if she ends up on a big trial. That is so far and few between. Chances are, if you end up on a trial, you're going to be there for 3 days. I just wish it was as exciting as television, Anna, that there were going to be spin around moments where the lawyer would be like, you can't handle the truth.
That's exactly what it's going to be like when I show up for jury duty this month. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you say that, you're out of order and you're off the panel.
How heartbroken am I going to be if I call the night before and they tell me they don't need me? I'm like, I waited 39 years for you to call me.
Right, right.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. It's legal week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and today it's all about jury duty. Mm-hmm. Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Patricia has finally gotten called for jury duty, but her husband Marcus is pretty demanding that he wants her to say every excuse she can think of to get out of it because he doesn't want to have to take extra time with the kids. He thinks it's going to be detrimental for her taking time off of work.
I mean, it's 2-3 days at most likely that she'll actually be called to serve. She says she's got it well under control and her sister will help with the kids. I don't know, man. He's being weird.
Is he overreacting to this or should she just, you know, she's got a lot of reasons not to go. Just tell the reasons and try to get out of it. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side, Raven. I'm a retired cop, and I'm also a retired deputy sheriff, and I worked in the courts and fought here many, many juries. Child care is no longer an excuse because of the one-day, one-trial system.
He's like, nobody cares about your kids.
Right. Hi. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. I'm on her side. She is certainly not crazy in my mind. I personally find our legal system fascinating, and I've gone multiple times for jury duty, and I've gotten so far as to actually get on the stand and be cross-questioned by the other legal team, and every single time I've been dismissed for one reason or another. But she might be disappointed. So she might find herself sitting there all day and then be sent home.
Right.
But if she's fortunate enough, she'll get on a case, and it's a really cool experience.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
So I got to be on the wife's side. You know, it's not like we're doing the OJ trial here. And half the time, it's about somebody tripping on a sidewalk.
Right. Everybody would love to be on the OJ trial, though, right? That's how we spin the book. I don't care. Keep me there for 6 months. I'll spin the book. I'm going to get paid out of this thing.
I think $50 a day will get tired real fast.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know what? I'm in it for like 3 weeks because that means I get to sleep late.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
This is so typical. I'm on the wife's side. Anytime the husband thinks he has to do something with the kids, he starts freaking out.
Mm.
You can't go here. You can't go there. This has got nothing to do with jury duty. This is about the husband having to take care of his kids and pitch in where his wife is normally doing.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Patricia, our audience agreed with you. Marcus, this has nothing to do with you. Back off. She's got coverage with the kids. She wants to do it. If this happens to pan out for her, good. She's excited for it. That's her job as an American.
Yay!
All right. I guess I have to respect the decision, you know? Just a bigger challenge for me to try to handle everything, but I'll do it.
I think you're just a little bit jury jelly. That's what I think. You're jury jelly. You're jealous of the fact that she might be doing something completely awesome. You're just jelly that you're not going to be on the next Dateline.
Could be, man.
It's legal week all this week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. And joining us, it's attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online at HeymanLaw.com or call them at 1-800-HEYMAN. She, for the first time, is going to jury duty, and she wants to do it. She's 100% gung-ho. But her husband's been pressuring her, saying, you got to come up with excuses. It's too much time away from the kids and your job, and what if you get put on a case? I've never related to a couples court more, because next month, for the first time ever, I'm going to jury duty, and I want to get put on a case for like 6 weeks.
John, she's been so jealous. I've been called for jury duty like 3 times since we met.
I've never been called before. I'm so excited.
I told her it's not actually fun.
It's interesting you say that, because I've been called for jury duty every 2 years like clockwork. And I know that inevitably, I'm not going to be selected to be on a jury.
Because you're a lawyer.
Because yeah. I'm a lawyer. And I may be in a position where I have undue influence over the other jurors.
And it's like 6 degrees of separation. It's like Kevin Bacon when they do that movie thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You could be involved somehow. You don't even know it, John.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Judge Johnny, right?
Judge Johnny all this week.
That's right.
Forgive me, sir.
Okay.
So
I remember way back when I was in law school, my contracts teacher said, I urge every one of you, as soon as you can, to get on a jury. Understand and appreciate, from a lawyer's perspective, what goes through the minds of jurors and how they think. He also gave us other advice as well. He said, run for office. Do the best you can. And then hope to God you don't win.
Right.
All right, but let me just say this to you. I'm a firm believer in the jury system. It works. I'm an advocate for participating in the system. Certainly in this day and age, with all due respect to your husband, I think you should be doing what you believe to be the right thing. And I really think it's our duty and our obligation to serve at least once. And everybody seems to want to avoid it, but the truth of the matter is, justice doesn't prevail unless people are willing to sit and objectively analyze and assess circumstances of a case.
Is it illegal for people that make up the excuses to get out of it?
If you get caught, it is.
Right. So, John, now you know how desperately I would love to get on a trial. What do I have to say to get on a trial?
To definitely get on it.
They're like, that girl 100% will listen to the facts and make an informed decision.
Well, I feel like if you please one side, you're probably displeasing the other side.
Pretty much. So what you really need to do is emphasize the fact that you are totally unbiased going into this with an open mind. You're willing to listen to all the facts and not prejudge, and that you've had no similar circumstances in your personal life that may impact your mindset.
That's exactly what I want to say.
One suggestion from me.
Yeah.
Don't mention NCIS, CSI, anything like that.
Or that I was an extra on Law and Order.
No, don't do that
either. I was the girl eating the hot dog.
No, don't do that either. Demand DNA. Because if they don't have any of those things, you're out of there.
Attorney John Heyman from the Heyman Law Firm. You can visit them online, HeymanLawFirm.com. 1-800-HEYMAN, Connecticut's firm for injured people. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You already know TMZ breaking news, but
before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought
Spend
it.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alex, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Alex.
Okay, Alex.
Oh, I'll need it. Thank you.
No, don't say that. Have positivity.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Raven is walking out. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. He can't hear us. He's out in the hall. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you can beat him, we'll give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. But if it's a tie, it does go to him, okay?
All right.
Number 1, Ariana Grande may not be at the MTV Video Music Awards because of her tour schedule. But what music festival is she headlining this weekend in Chicago?
You got me. I don't know.
Number 2, John Travolta is a crazed stalker out for retribution in his new movie, The Fanatic. Name the musical-based movie he co-starred in with Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. I almost she was having a favorite, so Xanadu.
Number 3, a jury says that Katy Perry's Dark Horse copied a Christian rap song. Who is Katy Perry engaged to?
I don't know.
Number 4, the Bachelorette finale is underway. Who is the Bachelorette this season?
I don't know.
And number 5, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road breaks the Billboard record for most weeks at number 1. This artist and Boyz II Men previously held that record with the song One Sweet Day. Who is it?
I am so sorry. I have no idea.
Alex, that was disappointing. I'm not going to lie. But...
Oh, it was pathetic. It was truly pathetic.
How'd you do?
Alex didn't get any right.
What, are you serious?
Not even one.
Wow. That's terrible, Alex.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
All right. Number 1.
Thank you.
Yeah. Number 1, Ariana Grande may not be at the MTV Video Music Awards because of her tour schedule. But what music festival is she headlining this weekend in Chicago?
Chicago's Lollapalooza.
That's right. You've already beat Alex. Number 2, John Travolta is a crazed stalker out for retribution in his movie The Fanatic. Name the musical-based movie he co-starred in with Olivia Newton-John.
Grease.
That's right. Number 3, a jury says that Katy Perry, Dark Horse, copied a Christian rap song. Who is Katy Perry engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
Number 4, the Bachelorette finale is underway. Who is the Bachelorette this season?
Hannah Brown.
That's also right.
I've been ready for that question for weeks, well, and I almost just blew it.
There you go. And number 5, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road breaks the Billboard record for most weeks at number 1. This artist and Boyz II Men previously held that record with the song One Sweet Day. Who is
it? Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Alex, I am sorry, but Raven beat you 5-0 this morning.
Woo!
This is Alex from Shelton, and Raven, you're welcome.
I mean, she handed it to you.
I mean, handed it to me. I got 5 right.
Right.
I got 5 right. Nobody handed me anything. All right. I still ran the 100-meter dash and set the world record.
Right. We've got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, which Alex clearly did not have. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
As cocky as she was, you would have thought she was paying attention.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
1-800-330-9999. We want you to tell us something good all day, every day. We want to hear your good news. I'd like to start with this. I've been talking about this behind the scenes for a long time because I get all these emails, and it's just people praising people in their community or family members for going over and beyond and just being these unsung heroes. And we weren't sure what to do with these inspirational, awesome stories. And finally, we've just launched it today. It's called the Anna and Raven Show Everyday Hero. So you can go to our website at star999.com, go to Everyday Hero, and just nominate somebody that you think is incredible. What do they do that makes them an everyday hero? What do they do in your community? What do they do in your family? What do they do to help you? And we're looking to honor these people every week and kind of give them an open forum to say, hey, high five. It's awesome that you do that.
Yeah, you can get all the info right now at star999.com and get involved in this right here. It's a great way just to give the people a pat on the back that are making a difference out there. Yep. All around. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people out there. How about this? This was great news. Yesterday saw the announcement that there's going to be a new leopard enclosure over there for the Amur Tigers. Some people call them tigers. I believe it's the world's
rarest cat.
They're really cool.
They're awesome. Absolutely incredible. And they've put together something like $3 million to create a new habitat. They got a couple of huge donations, one from the city, obviously. Bridgeport kicked in a couple mil, which was fantastic.
This is at the Beardsley Zoo.
Connecticut Beardsley Zoo. Yep. Very excited. Our friends Jim Notch and them over there doing a fantastic job. And Pamela Worth, a Bridgeport resident and supporter of the zoo, stepped forward with $1 million.
That's crazy.
$1 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a gem, the Beardsley Zoo. If you haven't taken your kids there, you really should. It's a small zoo, so you could really do it in a couple hours. I think it's like perfect for, I call it, it's like a perfect stroller zoo to just, you know, take a walk around, check out all the exhibits. And they've got so many cool things there. The new panda exhibit. They got the tigers. You know, I'm a fan. We love our
animals. It's a great spot. Yep. And they're a great crew and staff over there. They're doing good work. So. Yeah.
If you want to tell us your good news, 1-800-330-9999. We don't care what it is. It's just got to be good. Tell us something good.